Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. Maya and Jonah sit on the hood of a car outside her residence.
When it's good, you know I'm down. When I'm feeling it, I want you around.
He strums an acoustic guitar.
You make me smile, then you make me mad. When I reach out to you and I hear nothing bad. Tell me, is it black or white? Tell me, is it black or white? Can I trade my day for your night?
Zig watches.
That was freaking amazing.
What do you think, Dave? Are we ready for the Big Apple?
I still can't believe that your mom agreed to take you guys.
Well, it's not every day the big-time music producer messages you for a meeting.
Okay, less canoodling, more packing.
Mom, Grace isn't even here yet.
Oh, didn't you get her text? She's not coming.
What? What?
Wait, so it's just gonna be you and Jonah alone in a hotel room?
Yeah, yeah, we'll make it work. Don't worry, we can use a backing track for percussion.
Okay. Well, now that there's extra room, maybe I can go.
Like, I wish, but there's no way my mom would be cool with us sharing a hotel room.
She doesn't care about Jonah?
Because we're just friends.
I just don't trust him.
There's nothing to worry about.
Maya stands on her tiptoes to kiss Zig before climbing into the passenger seat of her mom's car.
Bye.
Bye.
Jonah sits in the back seat. Zig watches the car drive away with a wrinkle in his forehead. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag, this could be us, but you play in. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Chelsea Clark, Anna Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam. Next to an open bottle of liquor lying in the grass, a phone rings. The caller ID shows Frankie. Nearby, Miles lies face down. He reaches for the phone and holds it to his ear as he rolls onto his back.
Hello?
Good. You're not dead. So where the heck are you?
Frankie paces in Miles' room.
Frankie?
Mom said to get you up for school, but you're not here. So I ask again, where are you?
Place with the grass and the trees.
If you don't want to tell me where you are, fine. But what do I tell Mom?
He struggles to his feet and sees that he's near the picnic tables outside school.
Just tell her that I'm at school early.
Like anyone would believe that.
Tell her I'm in the shower. No, I'm going to grab
a taxi. I'll be home soon.
He checks his jacket pocket.
Come on.
He throws it back down on the picnic table.
Except I have no wallet.
Check your pants.
He's in boxers.
Well, definitely not there.
Then I guess I'll bring you some clean clothes.
Zoe and Tristan walk into class.
Okay, so does that make you and Grace girlfriends or girlfriends?
Shush, someone might hear.
Okay, well, if I had an epic kiss with my crush, I'd shout it from the rooftops.
I don't know what it means, and I won't until she's back from New York.
They turn and see Grace stroll in. Zoe smiles.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh.
Don't you have some cute boy to flirt with?
Yeah, I do.
Tristan walks off.
You're not in New York.
My mom freaked out about me going because I coughed up blood like last week.
I'm sorry.
This disease isn't your fault.
Not for that, for kissing you. What?
Don't be sorry.
Zig strides up between them.
Am I hotter than Jonah, be honest? Actually, don't.
He continues past them.
Hey, how about a movie? Like, tonight?
My mom works late. We could find something on Netflix.
Great, I love Netflix.
The two girls grin at each other. As they take their seats, Zoe makes eye contact with Tristan and gives him a smile and a small shrug. The Statue of Liberty stands before the New York skyline. Maya throws open the hotel curtains, taking in the city.
I can't believe we're actually here.
Save your voice. You're gonna need it for this afternoon.
So, who wants to hit the Met?
I can't art, I have to practice.
Here, let me grab that for you.
Thanks.
Jonah opens the door for Mrs. Matlin, who leaves.
Should I call the producer Holland or Mr. Jax?
I think you should just wow him with your music because he's not going to care about the rest.
I'm not going to wow anyone if I puke on arrival. Ugh.
Okay. Stress barf. Come on, let's do a mock meeting to calm your nerves.
Okay.
Lots of girls want to be singer-songwriters. Do you have what it takes?
Well, I'm a hard worker, I guess, and
She looks at her phone. A text from Zig reads, FaceTime, Maya writes back, maybe later.
As I was saying.
Zig's text reads, too busy with that jerk?
Wanna take a break?
I should. He just misses me a lot.
I get it. I mean, you're smart, you're talented, and you're not so terrible to look at.
She throws a pillow at him.
But, I mean, he's distracting you from what's really important, right?
What, am I just supposed to ignore his feelings?
Well, not forever, but maybe until after our meeting.
Maya glances down, then picks up her phone. She sends a text to Zig that says, going offline to focus.
I'm the worst person in the world.
Pretty much. No, I'm just kidding.
What was that question again? Do I have what it takes to succeed?
I think you just answered that.
In his English class, Mr. Mitchell paces between the desks.
To be or not to be, what is Hamlet considering in this famous speech? Miles?
Miles sleeps at his desk.
Miles Hollingsworth.
He stirs and lifts his head.
Hamlet is depressed, and he's trying to figure out if hurting himself is a way out.
Winston eyes Miles.
But it's not.
Miles puts his head back down. Esme walks over to him.
I took notes, but it'll cost you.
Her face scrunches up.
Ew, did you sleep in a dumpster? Or two dumpsters?
Students leave class.
What happened last night?
You don't remember? It was epic. First, we snuck into this amazing club. They wouldn't serve us, so you swiped a bottle from the bar. Then this bouncer tried to stop you.
And then what?
By the time I got out, you were MIA.
Miles looks around, pale-faced.
I could have died.
But you didn't. Would you rather have spent the night with Mommy? And Daddy?
Obviously not.
Esme reaches into her bag.
This'll take the edge off.
She hands over a baggie of pills.
What's in here?
Does it matter?
Miles holds the baggie between his fingers, dark circles under his red-rimmed eyes. Maya and Jonah walk into a recording studio. A drummer can be seen working through a window. Maya approaches the receptionist.
Hi, I have a meeting with Mr. Jax.
Alan's in a session with Pink. Is he expecting you?
Well, he messaged me and said, love your song. If you're ever in town, we should meet. And I said I'll be here next Thursday.
You know that's not how you make a meeting, right?
Maya looks down.
Name?
Maya Matlin. The girl who wrote Not Okay.
Sit in.
They take a seat as the receptionist picks up a phone.
Okay, just deep breaths.
Isn't Maya Matlin here? Did you want to see her?
Jonah grips her hand. A man in jeans comes out of the recording room.
Maya?
Mr. Jax, I mean...
Oh, Hollins. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in studio all day, but if you're still here tomorrow, I can squeeze you in.
Thank you. I'm so excited to play Not Okay for you.
Oh, I've already heard that one. You got something new?
Is there a specific sound you're looking for? Or...
Just do you.
On Grace's bed, Zoe and Grace sit side by side, leaning on the headboard. Grace holds a remote.
I heard there's this amazing doc about a California cult.
Oh, sounds super romantic.
Is that what you want? A romance?
Don't you?
Their moment is interrupted by Zig coming through the sliding glass door.
Girls suck.
He lies between them.
I think you're in the wrong place.
I've texted Maya like 20 times. No response, not even read receipts. I'm starting to get worried.
About her safety or whether she's getting busy with Jonah?
I know that she's sharing a room, but do you think she's sharing a bed?
Who cares? They're just friends.
Yeah, but he's a guy and she's a girl.
So if it was two girls, it would be different.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and Grace aren't gonna suddenly start making out.
The girls exchange a look over his head.
You're right. Maya and Jonah are probably mashing faces right now.
Mom in the same room. Kinky.
You guys are supposed to make me feel better.
Then maybe you should go find a more sympathetic ear.
Yeah, well, Tiny's on a date and you're all I've got.
He takes the remote.
Who are you watching?
The Mexican restaurant.
Are you hungry? I'm hungry. Please tell me you're hungry.
This food is filled with toxins.
Great, more toxins for me.
Tiny and Lola, in her work shirt, watch Miles and Desme. A waiter comes to their table.
I will have an enchilada and nachos. That's definitely nachos, yeah.
Tiny walks over, glaring at Miles.
You're not welcome here.
Oh, role reversal. Fun.
You can go too.
What's your damage?
You sent junk pics to my girlfriend last night.
I did not. Who's your girlfriend?
Lola.
Esme looks at Miles's phone, then shows it to him.
Oh, I look really good in this one.
Get that out of my face, loser.
You don't want to see what has your girlfriend so hot and bothered? Come on, you know you want to.
You just get out of here, okay?
Or are you holding out for the real thing? Huh? Prepare to be amazed.
Miles undoes his pants. He trips, hitting his head on the ground.
I wonder if he'll remember that.
In Grace's room, Grace and Zoe's hands meet in the popcorn tub on Zig's lap. Ms. Cardinal comes in.
Mom's home, which means this party is over.
All right, later. I'm gonna go stare at my phone.
Zig gets up and leaves.
Guess I'll see you at school.
Unless you want to sleep over.
With a smile, Zoe turns to Grace, who smiles back. Later, Grace breathes into her nebulizer and closes her eyes. Zoe enters the room and stands behind her.
You all done?
Yeah. My mom left you those.
Zoe looks at the pajamas.
Thanks. Should I change here?
I can turn around.
No. Don't. Unless you want to.
Grace turns back toward her.
Why is this so weird?
Zoe perches on the edge of the bed.
Because we're friends and I want it to stay that way no matter what happens.
Grace sits beside her.
Does that mean you want something to happen?
I've never felt this close to anyone. What if it messes everything up?
I won't let it.
Zoe pulls her into a kiss. Grace kisses her back.
Maybe let's forget about the pajamas.
They kiss again, growing more passionate as they lie back on the bed. In a hospital room, a male nurse applies a bandage to Miles's head as a doctor wearing glasses enters reading papers on a clipboard. The nurse pats Miles on the shoulder.
Well, it was a minor concussion, but you should look out for complications.
Thanks. It's been swell.
Not so fast. You're a minor. You need someone to sign you out.
Well, my folks are at some fancy benefit that's very hard to reach.
Miles, are you okay? I'm his mother. Is he okay?
Well, his head is fine, but I have some concerns about his blood work.
What type of concerns?
Let's find a room to talk.
With a look back at her son, Mrs. Hollingsworth follows the doctor out. Miles sits down, his mouth tight. Students mill about in front of school. In class, Grace sits with her laptop as Zoe settles beside her, putting an arm over Grace's shoulder.
So, do you think your mom will let us have another sleepover tonight?
Grace stiffens and Zoe takes her arm away.
You're right, we should keep things undercover. Secrets are super sexy.
Grace keeps her eyes on her laptop.
What's wrong? Did your mom hear us?
You know you're like one of the only people I trust.
Stop sugarcoating.
This, we can't work.
You're scared. I knew you would be.
That's not the problem.
Then what is?
Grace peers over her shoulder, then turns back to Zoe.
I'm not gay. I'm sorry. I tried for you. You're my best friend.
That was my first time with a girl. Maybe we did it wrong. What part didn't you like?
All of it.
A tear streams down Zoe's cheek.
No, I was there. I know what I felt. I know you felt it too. Name one guy you've ever liked.
Zig strolls into the classroom, occupied with his phone. He takes a seat in front of them, setting his backpack on the table.
Zig.
With tears in her eyes, Zoe looks towards Zig. In the hospital room, Miles's leg shakes. His mom and the doctor stand on either side of him.
This is so stupid. I'm going home.
Please cooperate with the doctor.
His face is sweaty.
Fine. You want to know if I'm trying to kill myself? The answer is yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm so depressed, I can barely get out of bed anymore. But there's one thing that might help. And I think it's clonazepam.
Do you know what was in your system when you came to the hospital? Benzos, sleeping pills, alcohol, MDMA, horse tranquilizer.
Horse tranquilizer?
No, no, no. There's no way. You must have the wrong charge.
You ever buy a pill at a club? It's a common additive.
This is so much worse than I thought. We have to get you better.
The drugs make me better.
Miles, they're going to kill you.
Then you'll just have the happy little family you've always wanted, right?
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You don't care.
I do.
No, you don't. You brought Dad back. When I'm around him, I can't breathe, and I tell you that all the time, and you don't listen to me. And these drugs are the only way that I can make anything better, and they're the only way that I have control.
But they're the ones controlling you. Look at your leg. That shaking is a withdrawal symptom. It's your body demanding more drugs. And the more you take, the more you need, until one day you'll take too much. So I ask again, do you want to die?
Miles closes his eyes.
I can't stop. I don't know what to do.
Just accept help. Please.
She hugs him and he leans on her. In the recording studio, Maya and Jonah play for Holland. Rests his face on his hand.
Thanks for coming all this way.
We have other songs. Do you want something faster, slower?
You're the artist, you tell me.
I don't understand.
That track you played, hundreds could write it, and more could sing it better than you.
So I'm not good enough?
You wrote one track that cut through. It's not enough.
She stares at the floor, and Holland checks his phone.
It was nice meeting you.
He walks out past Maya and Jonah.
Jeez, what a jerk.
She plops down on a white couch, and Jonah sits beside her.
We have a few hours left in New York. What do you want to do?
Just leave me alone with my humiliation, okay?
No.
Not okay.
Don't say I'm overreacting.
You have one great song.
Yeah, what if I'm just a one-hit wonder?
Let's not get ahead of yourself. Your song's not a hit yet. So, may I interest you in some sightseeing?
Actually, there is something that I'd like to do.
Yeah? Keep it first. Come on.
He takes a photo of them together, elsewhere in class.
So this is before and after. Can you believe it's still me? We pretty much chose an image.
Zig stares at several unanswered texts to Maya.
So that we could emphasize the changes made.
He gets a notification that Jonah posted a picture and clicks. It's a picture of Jonah and Maya.
Thank you very much.
Zig stands, his face set. Grace tries to grab Zoe's arm as she storms out. She bumps into Zig.
Watch where you're going.
His phone shatters.
Hey, don't you dare ignore me. I have feelings.
Zig softens when he sees Zoe's tearful face.
Should I get Grace?
No. I just need to get out of here.
A row of bottles sits in a wooded area.
Whose face is on that bottle?
Just another person who will never love me the way that I love them.
Yeah, well, we should form a club.
Zig throws a rock.
No way. Maya's head over heels.
Yeah, well, then why won't she return my text? It's been a day. She's had time to snap pics and fave some things. I know she's not dead.
Zoe watches as he hits more bottles.
I just keep picturing Joan and her together. It's only a matter of time. Maya's going places and I'm not. Nothing hurts more than imagining the girl you love with someone else.
Only two bottles are left standing. Zig takes a seat on a tree stump and leans forward. Zoe's eyes shift, and she takes her phone out of her pocket. She presses the screen and glances to the side before propping the phone up on the ground against her bag. Zoe turns and steps towards Zig, who is gazing downwards.
I know a girl that's wanted you forever.
Yeah, who?
She kneels between his legs, then leans in and kisses him.
Well, what are you doing?
Maya's probably getting hot and heavy with Jonah. I'm here, and I want you.
She kisses him, and he kisses back.
Wait, are you sure?
Yes.
They make out, Zoe on top of him. Her phone records them. In their backyard, Miles passes his mom on her way inside.
Eat some breakfast. We need to leave for the appointment soon.
Miles walks over to the table with breakfast laid out. Esme comes through the back gate and sits down with him.
Ooh, did you have these flown in from Paley?
She grabs a croissant.
What are you doing?
I was worried. I came to check in on you. Is that allowed?
Well, I'm fine. You can go. Yeah.
And skip out on this spread? There are like 8 types of jam.
Please, Esme.
What is your problem?
I'm an addict.
Is that what some quack told you?
I'm meeting with an addiction counselor today, and he'll help me stop. And I can't hang out with you anymore.
Because I'm an enabler. Yeah. I know the psychobabble.
I want to get better.
Don't be such a square.
Miles still has dark circles under his eyes.
Whatever. You have no friends and a crap family. You'll come back. And when you do, who knows where I'll be.
Esme stands and leaves the way she came. In a class, Zoe works on a laptop. Grace sits down by her.
I understand if you don't want to be partners anymore. I just hope that one day we can still be friends.
I emailed you my part.
Grace furrows her brow and turns on her laptop.
This is a video, not a JPEG.
Zoe shrugs. Grace plays the video, which shows Zoe and Zig making out in the woods. She looks at Zoe with her mouth open. As a beaming Maya strides past her toward Zig, Grace shuts her laptop.
Hey, you.
You're back.
Yeah, I texted you like a million times from the road.
My screen is busted. My phone's in the shop.
I thought you were mad at me because I turned my phone off. I was just so stressed and I had to focus, but I'm here now. Oh, and I got you something in New York.
It's about us.
You hate it, don't you?
No. I love it. And I love you. I just don't want anything to ever come between us, okay?
What could?
She smiles, then leans in to kiss him softly. They embrace. Over Maya's shoulder, Zig makes eye contact with Zoe. He looks down, his brow furrowed. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Eric Osborne, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Weisglass, Richard Walters. Written by Sarah Glinsky. Directed
up next,
by Eleanor
team
Lindo.
Follow back.
The
publicly embarrassed, Tristan gets sympathy
no
from an unlikely source. Hateful
person.
Online attention spooks Maya. Frankie's heart lets her to a surprise.
Names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated. Used under license. Copyright 2016.